listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the top headline of the week. Ambuja Cements has bought a 56.74% stake in smaller rival Sanghi Industries at an enterprise value of Rs 5,000 crore. The deal is billionaire Gautam Adani-led conglomerate's first major acquisition this year, after a report by short seller Hindenburg Research in January slammed the group shares and led to investigations into the group. Ambuja will acquire a 56.74% stake in Sanghi for Rs 1,674 crore and launch an open offer for a further 26% stake at Rs 114.22 per share, a 13.8% premium to Sanghi Industries' stock closing price on August 2nd. The acquisition will be fully funded through internal accruals. Sanghi Industries has clinker capacity of 6.6 MTPA and cement capacity of 6.1 MTPA. Moving on, food delivery platform Zomato posted profit for the first time at Rs 2 crore during the first quarter of FY24. It had posted a loss of Rs 186 crore during the corresponding quarter of FY23. The company recorded a revenue from operations at Rs 2,416 crore, up 70.9% in comparison to Rs 1,414 crore during the same period last year. The company EBITDA loss stood at Rs 48 crore as against a loss of Rs 307 crore on year. Zomato said that the quick commerce business turned contribution positive for the first time ever in the month of June 2023, while adding that the company is expecting to deliver adjusted EBITDA break-even in the quick commerce business in the next four quarters. Up next, Bajaj Finance became the country's largest deposit-taking NBFC, with its consolidated deposit book crossing the Rs 50,000 crore mark in July and the number of depositors rising to 500,000. Sachin Sikka, Executive Vice President, Fixed Deposits and Investments, Bajaj Finance said, quote, "The sweet spot for the company was 44 months, where it offers an interest rate of 8.60% for senior citizens and 8.35% for others. Our strategy has always been to offer investors long-term saving solutions through our fixed deposits," unquote. The liquidity buffer as of June end was Rs 12,704 crore. After the HDFC Bank-HDFC merger, Bajaj Finance is now the largest deposit-taking NBFC in the country. In other developments, after tomatoes and Thor Dal, many spices such as cumin seeds, turmeric and coriander have become dearer in the last few months, because unseasonal rains prior to harvesting impacted output amid robust domestic and export demands. Traders FE spoke to across key markets of spices varieties said prices are likely to remain firm till the end of this year, given the likely higher demand in the coming festive season. Moderation in prices are expected by early next year for some of spices varieties as new crops arrive. Retail inflation in the spices category was reported at 19.19% in June on year. The inflation hit a record 21% in January 2023. Meanwhile, gross GST collection rose 11% to over Rs 1.65 lakh crore in July, crossing the Rs 1.6 lakh crore mark for the fifth time since the rollout of the indirect tax regime. Gross goods and services tax revenue collected last month was Rs 1,65,105 crore, of which CGST was Rs 29,773 crore, SGST Rs 37,623 crore, IGST Rs 85,930 crore, and CESS was Rs 11,779 crore. Revenues for the month were 11% higher than the GST revenues in the same month last year. During the month, revenues from domestic transactions were 15% higher than revenues from these sources during the same month last year. From the civil aviation sector, the winning bidder of bankrupt Jet Airways, Jalan Khalra Consortium, said that the aviation regulator, Directorate General of Civil Aviation, has renewed the fallen airline's operator certificate. The airline stopped flying from April 17, 2022. An air operator certificate was reissued for it in May 2022, but since Jet Airways did not start operations, the AOC expired on May 19, 2023. The JKC said it successfully obtained renewal for AOC of Jet Airways on July 28, 2023. It added that the renewal of the AOC revalidates the confidence the DGCA has in the airline's revival. JKC was the winning bidder for the airline after an insolvency resolution process. Lastly, the Reserve Bank of India will soon issue guidance to banks for the identification of risks to their credit portfolio from climate-related issues, Deputy Governor Rajeshwar Rao said. Rao, at a recent panel discussion on implications of climate-related issues for central banking, said, quote, We need time, consistent, transparent, standardized, and forward-looking disclosures for the identification of vulnerabilities, unquote. The discussion was organized by the International Monetary Fund and the Center for Social and Economic Forum. At a firm level, the scenario analysis and stress testing will help frame the strategies to manage the risks for individual entities, he said, adding that the RBI will be issuing guidance in this regard. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.